We get things underway this afternoon by welcoming back to the program our friend, former sportscaster, photographer, and man about town, Jerry Monteux, joining us. Gerard, good day, sir.
Man about small town, yes, indeed. Thank you very much. Living the dream as always, Rich. But before we get going here, I have to say something.
Yes.
For the record, and I'm quoting someone who's been in the news recently, what you're seeing and what you're reading is not what's happening.
Thank God.
Yeah, and what you're about to hear is not what's happening, just so you know.
Well, because everything is distorted by me and the rest of us in fake media.
That's right. Just don't ever forget that.
It's all an illusion. Just to keep that in mind.
Yeah, nothing to see here.
I found that oddly comforting to think maybe I've imagined this whole thing.
That's right. Rather Orwellian, wouldn't you say?
Yes. All it is it's just a crazy fever dream I've had. It didn't go the way we read in the papers. Good. Glad to hear it. Hey, man, you get unbelievable photos of nature and wildlife, but moose in particular. Yeah. I saw a photo that you posted the other day of a big honking moose. That they are large animals. You get in their way sometimes.
Yeah. I had a very close encounter. This is very, very cool. And I wasn't the least bit intimidated, but a large bull came up to me, literally within about 4 feet of me, just checking me out. He kept coming closer and closer, because they don't see very well. See, they obviously had no idea what I was. And luckily, I hadn't bathed in a while, so I probably smelled like a moose. But he came right up to me, Rich, like eye to eye, 4 feet away, and then just calmly turned and walked away. This is a big year for moose, by the way.
Oh, really? Why is that, do you think?
I don't know. I might be the lack of ticks, but I've never seen more moose in my entire life, and I've been doing this for more than 10 years now. It's just amazing. So it's a good year to photograph moose, not a good year to shoot them.
No, but good.
With a gun,
now,
but a good year to photograph them.
Where is it? Do you have a go-to spot that you like to be at to get great photos?
Yeah, if I give you the exact location, of course, I have to murder you.
Sure.
But it's you understand. It's close to the Allagash. Let me put it that way.
That's a haul. I'm not going to follow you up there even to see a moose.
No, it's quite a commitment. It really is. But it's worth it if you're into moose like I am. I'm addicted to them.
Well, and the photos are absolutely beautiful. Check them out, of course, at the Monteux Gallery. Many locations in the greater Ellsworth area and at certain rest stops along the turnpike as well, if you play your cards right.
That's right. Let's not get into the rest stop thing. That's a whole other story.
No, absolutely. Hey, let's talk about those phenomenal, record-shattering Boston Red Sox. What a year so far.
Yeah, and I have to admit, I think I came on the show in the spring and I said I thought, you know, after the Yankees made the Stanton deal, and I thought, you know what, there's no way they're going to come within 10 games of the Yankees. But man, I am a believer now. It is mind-boggling. You know what, Dombrowski's going to, he's not through dealing, you know, trade deadline's coming up. He picked up Nathan Eovaldi, and I think that was tremendous. I think they do need another reliever, and I'm hoping, Rich, that they pick up. I'm not a big Rafael Devers fan. I don't know if you are, but every time a ball's hit in his general direction, I just kind of get queasy. I'm hoping they go after a Mike Moustakas type of guy. In fact, well, let's just say it. I hope they go after Mike Moustakas. You know, there are guys out there who have made big differences, these last, you know, trade deadline acquisitions who've made huge differences in years past. And he might be one of those guys who could do it.
I like Moose. I would love to see them pick him up. Now, I do like Devers, and every time, I'm like you, I have to look away sometimes at his defense. But then you remind yourself that he's so young. I think it's even the single-A Salem roster, he would be the youngest guy on that roster.
Yeah, he's young and he's very attractive because, you know, he doesn't cost very much and all that. But man, I just want to see him win it all this year. I really do, and just rub the Yankees' noses in it. But you know, this picking up somebody for the stretch run who makes a difference. It reminds me of what was it 10 years ago when Manny Ramirez was traded to the Dodgers and what he did to help them get into the playoffs. I mean, that there are guys out there like that that, that could make that kind of a difference. Hey, now, did I ever tell you my Manny stories?
I don't think you have, no. Please.
When I was at ESPN, I got to know a guy who eventually became one of the marketing people in the Red Sox front office, and we were in touch one day, and he said, "You want to come to a game?" And I said, "Yeah, sure. Are the tickets free?" He goes, "Yeah." I said, "Absolutely, I'll come." So I'm sitting there watching the game. This is shortly after Manny got traded to the Dodgers. It's late 08. And we're sitting there talking, and I said, "Well, tell me about Manny. What's the real story here? Give me some good stories." He goes, "Okay, I got a couple of good stories for you." He goes, "There was a time when that eventually Manny and management, Red Sox management, just hated each other, and Manny wanted out, and the Red Sox were doing everything in their power to grant him his wish. He wanted out. So finally." They go up to Manny and said, "Manny, what can we do? I mean, where do you want to be traded? Where can we possibly send you that you'd be happy?" And he said, "I want to go to a city where I can walk into a strip joint and not be recognized."
Well, that's the dream of every pro athlete.
You tell me what planet that strip joint is on.
I can tell you, it would be up in Dolby, La Casa de Fiesta, right up there.
Okay.
He would blend right in.
And here's the other one. I can't get into too much detail because this is a family show, but okay. There was a time when the Red Sox were playing the Yankees and they were staying in Manhattan, and a certain hotel room was defaced by Mr. Ramirez to the point where the Red Sox were no longer asked back. And he did things to that hotel room that you can't even imagine. Bodily function-wise,
oh, dear.
Let me put it that way.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So that's the kind of animal that he was.
We had used to bring up the Red Sox, well, we still do, bring up the Red Sox radio crew. And many, many years ago, Manny was still with the team at the time, and one of the Red Sox broadcasters, who's no longer a member of the broadcast crew, so I can tell the story, told us one night, he said, "Manny is Rain Man. He really is Rain Man. If you talk to him about baseball, he is a genius. But anything outside of baseball, and it's 10 minutes to Wapner."
Yeah, yeah, idiot savant.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, no question about it. No question about
but
it.
But he could hit.
What is his quote after he left the Dodgers? "Gas prices are up, and so am I."
Who do you love on this team? Obviously, Mookie's great. You think the J.D. Martinez acquisition was a pretty good thing?
Oh, gee, what do you think? Who do I really? You know what? Benintendi is just so impressive. Oh my God! Up and down the lineup, guys are contributing just about every night, which is what has to be done. You have to see that if you're gonna put together the kind of season that the Sox have. But I love Benny. I'm starting to love JBJ again. We talked about this earlier in the season. We were about to bench him or ship him down to AAA, but he's starting to hit again. But if I had to pick one guy that's been more impressive than I thought he would be, it's got to be Benny.
Yeah, I would agree with you on that. Well, it's going to be a fun ride here, and I think you're right. I think there'll be another move to shore up that bullpen at least between now and the trade deadline. But I, too, would love to see him get one more bat, although I do like the Steve Pearce acquisition. He's a nice professional hitter.
Yeah. Oh, no question about it. Love the guy. Love him. Hated him when he was playing against us, but love him now.
He's played now for every team in the American League East.
Yes. As Tim... what's his name? The Red Sox radio guy,
Tim Neverett.
Tim Neverett said, you could just put the former in front of Steve Pierce's name. The former Blue Jay, the former Red Sox, the former Oriole, etc. The former Yankee. Yeah, it's pretty amazing.
We're talking with Jerry Montu here on Downtown Patriots Camp. Open today. What do you need to see to make you feel good about this team and their chances to win it all?
Well, I already feel pretty good. I was looking at the list of running backs, and that I really feel good about. I mean, they got some decisions to make here. You know, they've got the kid Sony Michel from Georgia. They got, you know, Coach Deion Lewis is back, Rex Burkhead, James White. Then you got guys like Mike Gillisley and Jeremy Hill and a couple of other guys. I mean, they are loaded at running back. The question is, how's Belichick gonna use these guys? But that's a good problem to have. And, you know, as far as the receiving core goes, it's going to be a work in progress. You know, they got the first four games without Edelman. But with Brady, you know, as psyched as ever, at least that's what I read, I think the receivers are going to be just fine. And I think they're going to do well. Did you, by the way, see Belichick's news conference?
I saw highlights of it. I didn't see the whole thing.
How can a human being speak for 10 minutes and say absolutely nothing? Nothing.
What you see and hear is not what's really happening.
Oh, what's happening? I mean, I'm watching this guy and I'm thinking to myself, would I rather see a Belichick news conference or a Trump news conference? And I thought, you know what? At least Trump, you know, he lies all the time, but at least he's entertaining. This guy says nothing. It's unbelievable.
And I love, and you can appreciate this, I love that media people keep going back in earnest and asking the same questions, hoping that this time, the 313th time they've asked this question, this will be the time when he lets his guard down and really tells them.
Yeah. Oh, Coach, what about Malcolm Butler? Why'd you bench him? And yeah, hoping that he'll say, oh, well, because he murdered his parents.
Well, let me tell you why. I've kept this a secret, but the way you asked that question makes me want to tell you what I really felt.
How can I resist Dan Shaughnessy? You're the best.
Do you need to see Bill and Tom and Gronk in a big embrace to make you feel better, or do you think that's all a bit overblown?
Oh, I think it's overblown. I think anything the Patriots do now gets overblown, to be quite honest with you. I think they already have embraced in their own weird, special way. I think, you know, they don't have to show me anything, Rich. I think they're going to be just fine. I really do. And I think they're going to win the division again. And I think they're going to be Super Bowl favorites again. They could conceivably even run the table to start the season without Edelman. So, you know what? There are no qualms whatsoever as I speak right now on July 26th. Right. How's that?
That's good. Hey, it makes us feel better about things as well. Hey, since last time we talked with you, you were on our friend Danny Cashman's show, The Night Show. What was that like?
Well, he keeps saying he wants to bring me back, but I called him an idiot. And I feel so bad about that because he's probably not an idiot. But
you say probably.
He did look at a picture of a baby fox and said, what is that? And now who doesn't know what a baby fox looks like? So I said, you know, it's a horse, you idiot. But I didn't mean it. And I hope he's listening. And I'm really sorry because I'd really like to go back on. It was a lot of fun.
But
he's a fun guy and he's funny.
Yeah. And he said he wanted to have you back on, even though you called him an idiot.
Even though I called him an idiot. And I feel terrible. I really do. He's a moron. He's not an idiot.
There. See, everything's better now.
I'm kidding. I'm kidding. Danny, I love you. I love you. I hardly know you, but I already love you. How's that?
It's Jerry Monto joining us here on Downtown. Jerry, let's do it again soon. Always love having you with us. And go visit Jerry at the Monto Gallery in Ellsworth and see his wonderful photographs of his close personal friends, the Moose.
that's another reason I want Mike Moustakas on the Red Sox.
Yes, of course. Makes it well. You should be the one. You should help Dombrowski because clearly, you're the Moose Whisperer.
I am Mr. Moose. All right, boys.
Thank you, Jerry.
See you.
See you soon.
Bye.
That's Jerry Moose Monteux with us here on Downtown.